Actually, what we obtained in 1994 was a political freedom. We were able to vote, we were able to express our views. But unfortunately, the economic conditions for the majority of the African people still remain the same, if not worse, than they were in before 1994.
Now, with some of that, just the economic conditions, I believe that the Southern African Regional Poverty Network says that since the official end of apartheid, households living in poverty have sunk deeper into poverty and the gap between rich and poor has widened. Is that something that you're saying along those lines?
Yes, that is very much so. You know, the economy is still in the hands of the white minority group in our country, and of course it's still in the hands of the multinational companies that operate in our country.
Even though, of course, politically, blacks still have control and power that they did not have in the apartheid regime, in terms of economic power and economic control, that whites still kind of dominate there.
Yes, they do, sir. That is exactly still the same condition that still prevails in our country.
I was reading a column today in the South Africa Sunday Times. Its editor, deputy managing editor, say that they may be arrested this week on charges of illegally possessing the health minister's medical records. And I just want to read you this quote. This is from the columnist for the South African Sunday Times, Justice Malala. He wrote, "I am deeply afraid of my country. The sound of silence has fallen over our country while the government of President Mbeki, in its anger and its shame over its numerous failures and acts of deceit, uses state security apparatus to go after every man and woman who dares to speak truth to power." Now, I don't know if you know about the specific issue, but overall, this columnist is saying that basically the Mbeki government basically oppressive in terms of how it deals with the population there. What do you think about that?
Yes, sir. When I went through the net to check what is happening back at home, I was surprised to see that the editor of Sunday Times, Monge Makanya, is about to be arrested during the coming week. Now, I was shocked because I had felt that that was tampering with the freedom of speech, the freedom of writing. I know the case itself had gone to court as to whether the newspaper had the right to access the medical records of the health minister as it is. Be that as it may, because the matter had gone to court and the court had expressed an opinion on the matter, which we welcomed, but now to arrest the editor after the matter had gone to court. Of course, there have also been attempts as well to dig into his record. I remember at one time he was alleged to have been involved in what was called the self-defense unit, and that he did not apply for amnesty for his involvement in the self-defense unit. Now, you'll remember that the self-defense units were the units that were formed by members of the ruling party, the African National Congress, to defend themselves against what was then called in the 1890s the black-on-black violence. Now, it is surprising, therefore, that if people were involved in such initiatives to defend themselves, they can be, now their records can be, brought to them, and that they can be alleged that they did not apply for amnesty for such things.
So you'll be in St. Petersburg Tuesday night. What's the thrust of your message that you're trying to get out in your national tour here of America?
We are advocating the unity of the African people, both in Africa and outside Africa. We feel that it is high time now that the African people should come together for the attainment of the United States of Africa, because we think that Africa is the richest continent, but you still find that the most poor people, you find them inside Africa. And of course, the African people are still oppressed and exploited all over the world.